For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Knicks claw back, the Knicks tie the game, but the Pistons with the biggest shot of the night in their Game 2 victory.
Schroeder's jumper. Kaboom! It's a three!
Ice water in his veins.
And that was Ian on TNT last night. Made it 97-94. You did not get the game-tying three from Mikal Bridges. And 194 would be the final as this series is even at 1-1. Schroeder scored 20 off the bench, 6 of 10. Not obviously the biggest shot of the night for him. And Cade Cunningham at 33 points, 12 rebounds. The rebounding margin, certainly a storyline. 48-34 of an advantage for Detroit, which was one of the things Tom Thibodeau did point out post-game.
The rebounding was problematic the whole night, so that's probably the difference in the game. You know, you got to get stops. I thought we had some good looks at threes, and we didn't make. So trust the pass, and, you know, but we got to rebound.
Yeah, well, they didn't do that.
I mean, Mikal Bridges, what, was 3 for 11 from three-point range?
Got to be better.
And, I mean, he had four straight three-pointers where he missed, and he was open at least on three of those, like where he didn't have to negotiate somebody with a hand in his face. And, you know, those are the shots. This is, what do you call the NBA?
Make or miss league.
That's right. And one guy made it, and the other guy missed a bunch.
Yep, no question. And then in terms of making and missing, here was Thibodeau one more time, upset that Detroit shot 34 free throws, the Knicks just 19.
Look, I really don't give a crap how they call the game as long as it's consistent on both sides. So if Cunningham's driving and there's marginal contact and he's getting to the line, then Jalen deserves to be getting to the line. It's really that simple.
Yeah, I mean, this is just makes him sound weak. You're getting beat physically this entire series. And we've been seeing Jalen Brunson not getting calls for a while, but I understand the free throw discrepancy was what it was in the first half. But they've got so many bigger problems and complaining about the officials right now. And the fact that he went in on it the way that he did last night just shows me that I mean, it actually makes me concerned about what he's watching out there.
Maybe. I don't think you're wrong in what you're saying, but as an impartial observer, I do think they do not get the benefit of the whistle like other teams do.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that.
The Josh Hart dunk, he gets almost undercut from it, and then there's nothing.
Anyway, there was an undercutting of, maybe it was Tobias Harris, I'm not sure. But when you have two guys that are attempting 45 shots.
Yeah.
Okay, and you look at Mikal Bridges and Jalen Brunson, they attempted 45 shots between the two of them. And you have OG Anunoby, 10 shots. Karl Anthony Towns, 11 shots, and Josh Hart, 6 shots. Now, I don't think Detroit respects Josh Hart's three-point shooting ability at all. And I don't think he wants to shoot it from three-point land, especially late in the game. He does not want the ball in his hands.
Yeah, I mean, he's more comfortable driving to the basket and sort of unencumbered at that point.
I mean, I can sit here and say that Mikal Bridges wants the ball and he wanted to shoot it, and it didn't go down for him. Josh Hart doesn't want that ball late in the game. He just doesn't, unless he's going to be driving to the basket.
I mean, even though he made a couple threes last night, missed more than he made, obviously a ton of them, but the only time I'm ever confident when Mikal Bridges goes up for a jumper is in that mid-range.
Mid-range. Area. He's all money at that point.
But every other shot he takes, I'm like, oh, this is going to be a brick.
Well, here was Bridges. Hurts to miss in that spot for sure.
I mean, you want to win the game, so you want to make that shot. It sucks, but there's nothing to do about it. You've got to get ready for the next one.
And that next one will be in Detroit. And as Cunningham told TNT after the game, the place is going to be rocking.
It's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be rocking in there. And, it's gonna put a lot of energy into the team, and we're going to try to represent.
Nice job. Thanks for stopping.
Believe that.
They will believe it. Okay, that was believe their first that. Playoff. Yes.
No, he said believe that.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Leave that.
You know what I think? Exactly right. I think, honestly, because the Knicks are the Knicks, it's New York. They made the trades in the offseason. They had that nice little run last year. You know, the hype around the Knicks is what's fueling the disdain from the other teams that they're playing against. I don't know. I don't necessarily know that I feel this like disdain for any other team in the league. Maybe when you're playing against LeBron and the Lakers, maybe.
Yeah.
I just feel like every team that wants to beat the Knicks wants to do it in their building and wants to shut us up as Knicks fans.
Yeah, I mean, I think it also feels like that because we had an experience being a good team that people disliked for so long. So it's like a new feeling again. But, I mean, of course everybody wants to beat the Knicks. Of course they. I mean, what do you want them to do? Be like, hey, you know what? We're going to lose to anybody.
I just feel like this. I feel like it's personal. I feel like it's personal against the Celtics. I feel like it's personal against Donovan Mitchell and the Cavaliers. It's personal here against the Detroit Pistons and Cade Cunningham. It's just there's an edge that the other team always seems to have.
Okay.
Well, your team had that edge last year.
Yeah, I know. But I think like the Knicks players, the incredible amount of pressure, and I'm sure the opposing coach says this to his team. If we go in there and we can keep it close and then all of a sudden battle into the fourth quarter, we can win this game in front of their fans. The amount of energy I'm sure that the Pistons had after the game last night in that locker room was like, and I'm sure Bickerstaff was like, I'm telling you, we can do this. We can beat this team.
Yeah, I mean, they did exactly what they needed to do. Take one. They were close to taking two. So, yeah, they've been the better team in the series so far.
By the way, they beat them 3 out of 4 during the regular season.
Yep.
Game 3 Thursday night in Detroit. Clippers did beat the Nuggets 105-102. Kawhi Leonard at 39-18 for James Harden. All right, the baseball story, a good one for the Mets, not so much for the Yankees. And for the Mets, it started early as Francisco Lindor homered to lead off the first inning. His bigger home run came later on in the game.
0-1. That's swung on and driven in the air. Deep right center field. Stevenson to the wall. He looks up. Gone! Long gone! A two-home run night for Francisco Lindor. Three-run job to deep right center.
Yep, made it 5-0. That was Keith Radd on Mets Odyssey Radio. They would win 5-4 as Philly, a little bit of a comeback late, but not enough as the Mets go to 10-1 at home now on the season, 16-7 overall. Here was Lindor on SNY, jumpstarting the team with these first ABs.
When I wasn't leading up and Nemo led up the game with home runs, or guys that were leading up led up the game with home run, it kind of set the tone, and everybody went out there believing that they could do the same thing. So I'm just, hitting is contagious. I'm just trying to make sure I do a good job and pass the baton.
And yesterday we talked a lot about, you know, the crowd and Juan Soto and the way he was treated and so nice with the cheering, and then and Lindor talking about the crowds being great. Well, here was Jesse Winker. He also homered in this game. He was on Mets Odyssey Radio.
I mean, it's this fan base, man. It's coming in here and playing, and it's hard. It's hard, man. We have a, you know, a packed house every night. It's an honor. It's a blessing to be a part of, like, a team like this in a city like this with this fan base, man. It's a really good time. They're carrying us, and we're going to need them all year.
Well, they've won 5 in a row overall. Edwin Diaz did get the save, though he gave up a big home run after Max Kranich was ineffective, as they say. But, again, Mets 16-7, Griffin Canning, Christopher Sanchez tonight. Last night, Tyler McGill was very good into the sixth inning for the win.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.